Proud sponsor of 4ZZZ.
Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Joel with your 8 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a man was asked to leave a Halloween rave at Fortitude Valley Bar, the Wickham, after staff explained to him that they found his Trump 2024 hat to be offensive. Workers at the bar explained to the man that their establishment is proudly LGBTQIA+ supportive and told him that the political apparel was offensive to other customers. The father and husband commented that he felt discriminated against and that the venue had not upheld Australian values of multiculturalism and inclusivity.
Beloved Woolloongabba costume store, Disguises, has closed its doors for the last time, but last-minute Halloween shoppers can still visit their online store for a good deal on a last-minute Halloween outfit. The establishment opened its doors in 1983 and has supplied fun outfits for hire or purchase for people all throughout Brisbane year-round since, and has been a hotspot for Halloween enthusiasts every year until now. Even though the COVID pandemic that saw other similar establishments close, this costume shop remained open for those looking to dress up and have fun.
In national news, the BOM and CSIRO's State of Climate Report for 2024 predicts a greater number of extreme weather events as climate change continues to worsen. Key findings show that Australia's climate has warmed by an average of 1.51 degrees Celsius since national records began. This increase in temperature across sea and land has caused extreme weather events to occur more frequently and have significantly greater impact, including decreased rainfall, increased number of bushfires, and rising sea levels. The Bureau of Meteorology's Manager of Climate Monitoring, Dr. Carl Braganza, describes the findings as sobering and that the rate of change is holding some surprises in terms of the impacts it has across Australia.
New data has revealed that the Reserve Bank have brought inflation back on target. Reported by the Australian Bureau of Statistics yesterday, the inflation index sits at 2.8%, the lowest it's been since pre-COVID levels, and on target for the first time since 2021. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said the increases show Australia's economy was in for a soft landing, but the Reserve Bank has warned not to expect interest rate cuts in the Christmas period.
In international news, the Spanish government declares a national day of mourning after a flash flood killed over 95 people, with many still missing. Rainstorms that started on Tuesday have caused the largest flooding event to hit Spain in almost three decades, with the southeastern region having received over a year's worth of rain in the span of a few days. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez has warned that the worst may still yet be to come and urged those who live in affected regions to take extreme precautions. A crisis committee has been set up to plan an emergency response for the municipalities that have been almost destroyed in the floodwater.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of rain and thunder in the afternoon. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.